Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about servants and stewards. And I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, where we read, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." The Apostle Paul had a complicated relationship with the Christians in the city of Corinth. He founded the church in that city and poured into them for a year and a half, longer than he stayed in most places. Yet among the Corinthians, there were many who had a low opinion of Paul. In these carefully chosen words, Paul showed those Corinthians how to have a proper regard, not too exalted and not too low, of himself and of the other apostles. You see, Paul asked that he and the other apostles, if you notice there, he refers to us, so he's talking in the plural. He asked that he and the other apostles be regarded by the Corinthians as servants. Now, there are several different words in the language of the New Testament to describe a servant. Here, Paul used the word hyperastos, describing a subordinate servant functioning as a free man. He did not use the more common word for a servant, that is a doulos, which designated a common slave. Now, literally, that word hyperetes literally means an under rower, in the sense that someone was a rower on a big galley ship. So, though it is not the lowest word for a servant, it certainly was not a prestigious position. It's a place a bit lower than the over rower. A rower on a galley ship simply did what they were required to do, and they worked hard. That's a good picture of how Paul and the other apostles served Jesus and his people. Now, in addition to servants, Paul asked to be considered as stewards, that is, those who were managers of a household. In relationship to the master of the house, stewards were slaves, but in relation to the other slaves, the steward was a master. They planned and managed the work, the finances, the strategy, and the records of the master. Now, what did Paul and the other apostles manage, so to speak, in the household of God? Well, among other things, they were stewards of the mysteries of God. They managed in the sense of preserving and protecting, and they dispensed in the sense of distributing the truth that is the mysteries of God. Whenever Paul heard criticism of his style or his manner, he could simply ask, "Did I give the truth to you?" As a good steward, that's what he first cared about. For stewards, the important thing was faithfulness, or as Paul puts it here, to be found faithful. They had to be efficient managers of the master's resources. A steward never owned the property or resource he dealt with. He simply managed it for his master and had to manage it faithfully. Today, God's people, especially those responsible to lead in some way, should have the same attitude. Consider us as servants and stewards. As servants, they shouldn't think too much of themselves, and they should work hard. As stewards, they should faithfully manage on behalf of the master. We don't need more celebrities and superstars in the Christian world. We need more faithful servants and stewards. If we faithfully fulfill those roles, God will be honored, and his kingdom will progress.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.